KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies and 23 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Well, they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Our weather forecast for today is calling for a winter weather advisory. That's currently in effect from now until 12 a.m. on Tuesday for the far west and southwest counties, and for Cass and other area counties from 9 a.m. today until 6 p.m. on Tuesday. The National Weather Service says a potent winter storm will impact Iowa today into Tuesday night. A wintry mix is forecast to develop late this morning across southern Iowa and spread north into the early afternoon hours with a light glaze of ice possible. The precipitation is expected to switch over to snow mid to late this afternoon. Higher snowfall rates and lower visibilities will likely cause some issues during the evening commute, and a gusty northwest winds will develop Tuesday morning, which will result in considerable blowing and drifting of snow. The morning commute tomorrow is likely to be impacted in many areas. Although any falling snow is expected to come to an end by early Tuesday afternoon, areas of blowing snow will continue into the evening hours. Well, officials of the Creston Police Department report two separate recent arrests. Yesterday, 29-year-old Chad Sterling Cozad of Creston was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, third offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond at the Union County Jail was set at $5,300. And on Friday, 30-year-old Sherry Lee Palmer of Afton was arrested in Creston for theft in the third degree. Palmer was being held for Union County in the Adams County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Deputies of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office Sunday night arrested 20-year-old Wyatt Dean Baldwin of Villisca. Baldwin was taken into custody at around 9:30 p.m. for driving while suspended. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on bond amounting to slightly more than $566. Baldwin was also cited for failure to prove security against financial liability or proof of insurance. Officials of the Council Bluffs Police Department report officers were dispatched Saturday afternoon to 1100 South Shore Drive to the Missouri River boat ramp, where a vehicle was found partially submerged in the river. They located a four-door vehicle in the water, stuck by the snow and ice. Council Bluffs Fire Department personnel were able to check inside the vehicle and found it to be unoccupied. A towing company pulled the vehicle out of the water after about 3 hours. The vehicle, a silver Dodge Intrepid, was determined to have been stolen out of Fremont, Nebraska. Authorities say they do not know why the vehicle was in the lake, nor is there any suspect or driver information at this time. Police in Red Oak Sunday morning arrested 42-year-old Yusuf Ali Khan of Red Oak. He was taken into custody at around 2:35 a.m. in a 600 block of North 5th Street for public intoxication. Khan was being held in the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on a $300 bond. Elsewhere in the news, enemy soldiers invaded Iowa legally during World War II. German, Italian, and Japanese prisoners held in two major and 30 branch camps worked on farms and in agricultural-related businesses. A program called Working with the Enemy will be presented 2 p.m. next Sunday, February 17th, at the American Legion Memorial Building here in Atlantic. Chad Tim, professor at Simpson College, heard stories from his grandmother who told them about Japanese men who worked at Earl May in 1945, and their conversation sparked an interest to find out more. The Atlantic Rock Island Society Enterprise, or ARISE, sponsors the Sunday program. Funds have been received from the Humanities Iowa, a private nonprofit state affiliate of the National Endowment for Humanities. Humanities Iowa offers many cultural and historical programs and grants to Iowa's communities, and there is no fee to attend Sunday's event. Everyone is welcome. The meeting space is handicapped accessible, and refreshments will be offered. Also, the Military Museum, Military Library, and Atlantic History Center will be open for viewing. In other news from around the state, someone bought a Powerball ticket in Burlington worth $2 million. Iowa lottery officials say the ticket matched the first five numbers in last Saturday's drawing, but missed the Powerball number. The match of five numbers is worth $1 million, but the person added the Power Play option, thereby multiplying the prize to $2 million. No one matched all six numbers to win the $223.6 million jackpot. So Saturday's winning numbers were 1, 2, 3, 7, 39, and the Powerball 25. The ticket was bought at a Hy-Vee store in Burlington. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Jane Clara Getzinger, age 73, of Westphalia, died Thursday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Jane Getzinger will be held today at 10:30 at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Ralph Shriver, age 91, of Oakland, a lifelong Pottawatomie County resident, died Wednesday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Ralph Shriver will be today at 10 a.m. at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. 85-year-old Marjorie Hansen of Elkhorn died February 4th at the Salem Lutheran Home. A celebration of life for Marjorie Hansen will be today at 11 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Grace Anderson, age 98, of Casey, died Friday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Grace Anderson will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Violet Griffin, age 96, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Memorial services for Violet Griffin will be held at a later date. The Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic is assisting the family. Leo Tucker, age 76, of rural Bridgewater, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Leo Tucker are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Richard Wallace, age 88, of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Richard Wallace are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Merle Nelson Turner, age 88, of Omaha, a former longtime Atlantic grocer and salvage dealer, died Saturday. Details on services for Merle Nelson Turner are currently not available. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.